英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 大家好，这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在为您播出的是英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。在昨天的节目当中，Shirley 呢啊，他的公司啊准备组织一次这个素质拓展的这样一个运动，那所以呢 Shirley 和 Maria 呢就为他们的活动进行筹备。那我们知道拓展运动呢是 survival training, right? 那么昨天呢是学的 preparation, 包括统计这个 the numbers, right? 啊，人数啊，包括这个要租用的车辆啊， right? The buses they are going to get, 啊等等等等。Shirley 和 Maria 对这些 detail 都做了非常详细的计划。那么下面呢，就让我们继续今天的新内容。今天为大家准备的话题呢，是在这个 sailing and adventure 的这样大的一个话题当中的一个小话题，那就是 topic 3 survival training 拓展运动。说到这个拓展运动啊，现在的确是很多公司、很多这个组织、很多集体啊，这个非常热心、非常热衷于的这样一项运动——拓展运动。那么它的目的主要就是为了这个锻炼团队精神哈，看一看这个团队到底谁有这个 leadership, right 哈，谁有领导能力。那么呢，啊，团队互助能力和协作能力。那么昨天Shirley and Maria 对这个拓展运动呢做了积极的准备，那今天呢当然就出发了。哎， Daniel 也参加了这次活动，那么到底 what will happen, 到底究竟会发生什么呢？来一块来听听今天的情景剧录音。
Mom, hurry up, or there will be no seats available for us.
Don't worry, there will be a lot. There will be enough seats for another 10 Daniels.
I'll take the one beside the driver. There'll be a good view there. Well, how comfortable the seats are. Your company is so great.
Daniel, you can't sit there, because that one is for the coach. Okay, let's sit over here.
The coach gets on the bus.
Is everybody bored here? Okay, please listen to me. First, all of us must follow the rules. There will be a lot of activities for us.So please never and ever leave the group.
Daniel turns to his mom.
Mom, the coach is so strict. I'm afraid I'll never have the fun I want.
Honey, you're wrong. If everybody has the same idea as you, a team will not be called a team.
Maybe. But anyway, we'll have a lot of fun, right?
Not really, honey. This journey is not all for fun. The most important thing is that we should learn much from it.For self-improvement.
What's all that about?
It's about enhancing the degree of belief, taking responsibility, and things like that.
Oh, I see. That is also to say, teaching goes together with pleasure.
1 hour later, they arrive at their destination.
Now, everybody, attention please. The first activity we'll do is to make chocolate by yourself.
How great!I always eat chocolate, but I never know how to make it.
And you'll have a taste of the chocolate made by yourself.
Yeah, I can design varied taste of chocolate. And also I can put up any picture I like on the chocolate.
啊，原来啊，这个 conversation 发生的呢，是在去参加拓展运动这个 survival training 的这个路上哈。啊，你看这个 Daniel 想坐在这个副驾驶座的位置上面，但是呢被妈妈拒绝了，是吧？因为那是教练的位置，而且呢，哎，副驾驶座一般不适合孩童坐 ，right？ 妈妈告诉 Daniel 啊，这次的旅程呢，啊，我们要去这个 survival training 的目的就是为了提高自己。那么当他们达到目的之后，马上开展了第一个运动，什么运动呢 ？OK， 那就是亲手制作 chocolate， right？ 好，那么看一看今天的重点单词 ，the first one is coach， 在情景剧中。当妈妈制止 Daniel 说你不要去坐那个副驾驶座啊，因为什么呢？有这样一个原因状语从句 ，because that one is for the coach， coach c o a c h， coach 这个地方是说的那个座位 ，because that one， 哎，那一个座位 ，because that one is 是 for 为谁准备的呢 ？for the coach。啊，是为 coach 名词是教练的意思啊，那是教练坐的位置，你不能坐啊。coach 教练。He is our chief coach in football. 啊，他是我们的足球主教练哈 ，chief coach， right？ Chief coach 主教练 ，right？ 说呀，这个 we have a very experienced coach。啊，我昨天参加了一个健身俱乐部，是吧？啊 ，we have， or we have got a very experienced coach。啊，我们这个俱乐部啊，有一个很有经验的教练 ，experienced coach， right？ Experienced coach。那么 coach 一般来讲呢是教练，可是呢还有一个意思，哎，有的时候呢是什么家庭教师啊、私人教师啊、辅导员，有他有 tutor 的意思 ，right？ 啊，比如说啊，我们说这个 the coach is teaching him chemistry， 哦，说这个教练呢正在教他化学啊，所以呢这个地方教练也是家庭教师的意思 ，right？ 好，这是我们第一个单词 coach，c o a c。H, right? Coach, 啊，教练 ，right? 啊，老师，啊，私人教师、辅导员的意思 ，coach. Okay, now let's look at the second keyword is varied. Varied. 那么这个单词呢是从 vary 来的 ，right? Vary 把 y 改成 i 加上 ed， 那么就变成了形容词了。在这个情景剧中啊，有这样一句话说。I can design varied tastes of the chocolate, and also I can put any picture I like on the chocolate. 说呀，我能设计各种口味的巧克力。I can design varied tastes of chocolate. 那么在这个地方 ，varied 就是形容词，它表示这个各种各样的，那它修饰这个 taste。口味，也就是各种各样的口味 ，right？ 形容词 varied， varied。He had a varied life， 啊，他过着这个丰富多彩的生活，是吧？啊，一会儿当老师，是不是？一会儿当教练，啊，一会儿又当演员，所以呢，说他过着丰富多彩的生活。He led a varied life， right？ 这个 varied 后面呢可以加很多东西哈，比如说。各种各样的观点，不同的观点 ，varied opinions， 各种各样不同的书 ，varied books， 啊，这个女装店里面有各种不一样的裙子是吧 ？varied dresses，varied flowers， 啊，这个各式各类的这个花和植物 ，plants， 啊，在植物园里面 ，right， 啊 ，varied。啊，是 very 的过去时和过去分词的形式，是吧？啊 ，very 呢，我刚才讲过，这个动词就是变化的意思。那么把它变成过去分词做形容词的时候，它就是变化的、变化多端的、各种各样的 ，right？ 啊 ，very 啊，好，那么接下来呢，我们再看一看今天的重点词组 ，with pleasure，with pleasure。在情景剧中啊，嗯，有这样一句话说 ，I see. That is also to say, teaching goes together with pleasure. 啊，这个说呀，我知道了，是吧 ？Daniel 说我知道了。啊 ，That is also to say， 啊，那也就是说，啊，说什么呢 ？Teaching goes together with pleasure. Teaching 啊，教课、教书、教育 goes together 跟谁走在一块呢 ？With pleasure 啊，和这个快乐是不是和愉快啊走在一起？其实这整个这句话的意思是说，他说我明白了，那也就是说啊，这个寓教于乐是不是啊？请记住，第一，整个这个寓教于乐是 teaching goes together with pleasure， right？ Teaching goes together with pleasure， 寓教于乐，而 with pleasure 的意思就是愉快的、高兴的、十分愿意的，嗯 ，with pleasure, right? 那么我们的时候可以说 We listened with pleasure to the beautiful music, right? 啊，听到这个音乐的时候啊，我们总是非常的愉快 right? We listened to the beautiful music with pleasure. 当然单独 with pleasure 也可以用 啊，比如说啊，我们经常听到对方啊对我们提供的帮助表示感谢的时候啊，我们会怎么说呢？啊，别人说了 ，Wow 啊 ，Thank you, you are really a big hand, right？ 啊，谢谢你，你真的帮了我很大的忙。那么这个时候我们就用两个字啊，非常绅士的怎么说呢 ？With pleasure 啊，这个帮助您我很愉快。Or with my pleasure。啊，帮助您我真的很快乐，是不是？哎，我愿意为您效劳 ，with pleasure， with my pleasure。OK， 好，接下来呢，让我们来一起来总结一下今天的功能性句型。那么今天呢是关于这个拓展运动的 ，right？ 那么拓展运动呢，实际上呢不仅仅是为了玩，更重要的呢是寓教于乐 ，right？ Teaching goes together with pleasure。所以 the first functional sentence is。拓展运动是干嘛的呢 ？It's about for enhancing the degree of belief, taking responsibility, and things like that. 啊，是关于什么的呢？提高信誉度 ，right？ 啊 ，enhancing the degree of belief. 啊，提高责任感啊 ，taking responsibility. 嗯，还有类似等等的事情。And things like that 啊，等等类似的事情 ，right 啊？以后有人问拓展运动是干嘛的呢？啊 ，What's survival training about？ 啊，你就说了 ，It's about for enhancing the degree of belief, taking responsibility, and things like that, right？ 嗯，关于提高信誉度和责任感的啊这类的东西叫做 survival training。OK， 好，那么下面呢再来看一个 functional sentence， 那是什么呢？那就是关于巧克力的 ，right？ 啊，拓展运动啊，有的时候它很奇怪哈。它是以我们的生活作为这个活动运动的素材的啊，比如说您看在情景剧中有这样一句话说 The first activity we'll do is to make chocolate by yourself 是吧，第一个运动就是自己制作亲手制作巧克力 right 啊，拓展运动是吧，锻炼自己动手的能力和团队协助的能力，当然不会让你去造飞机造坦克是吧，嗯，而是干嘛呢啊，做巧克力 The first activity we'll do is to make chocolate by yourself right 嗯 The first activity we'll do is 哒哒哒哒去干什么呢，去划船是吧，哎，去游泳啊 to 后面直接加动词就好了。好，来再看第三个 functional sentence， 那就是啊，这个自制巧克力学问大了去了，是不是啊？那么有这样一句话说 ，I can design varied tastes of chocolate， and also I can put any pictures I like on the chocolates。我能设计各类各样的巧克力，还可以放上我喜欢的各种图案。其实，在拓展运动当中，就可以从这些很小的事情上面啊，能够发现、发掘。培养啊一个人的创造能力和团队协作能力 ，right 啊？如果哪一天您要是进入这个 survival training 啊，你可以很高兴、很自信的说上这么一句话 ，right？ 当然，如果让你做巧克力的话 ，right 啊，你要说上这样一句话，就证明啊你的能力还真的是很强 ，right？I can design varied tastes of chocolate, and also I can put any picture I like on the chocolates, right？ 还可以放上我喜欢的各种图案，意思就是我想放什么就放什么，哎，这是一种能力的延展。Right. 好，那接下来呢，再来听一遍我们今天的情景剧。Now let's check it out.
Mom, hurry up, or there'll be no seats available for us.
Don't worry, there will be a lot. There will be enough seats for another 10 Daniels.
I'll take the one beside the driver. There'll be a good view there. Wow, how comfortable the seats are. Your company is so great.
Daniel, you can't sit there, because that one is for the coach. Okay, let's sit over here.
The coach gets on the bus.
Is everybody bored here? Okay, please listen to me. First, all of us must follow the rules. There will be a lot of activities for us, so please never and ever leave the group.
Daniel turns to his mom.
Mom, the coach is so strict.I'm afraid I'll never have the fun I want.
Honey, you're wrong. If everybody has the same idea as you, a team will not be called a team.
Maybe. But anyway, we'll have a lot of fun, right?
Not really, honey. This journey is not all for fun. The most important thing is that we should learn much from it for self-improvement.
What's all that about?
It's about enhancing the degree of belief, taking responsibility, and things like that.
Oh, I see. That is also to say, teaching goes together with pleasure.
1 hour later, they arrive at their destination.
Now, everybody, attention please. The first activity we'll do is to make chocolate by yourself.
How great! I always eat chocolate, but I never know how to make it.
And you'll have a taste of the chocolate made by yourself.
Yeah, I can design varied taste of chocolate. And also I can put up any picture I like on the chocolate.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家。我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声英语大赢家。那今天的特别的任务呢，就是来复习一下啊，我们上周学到的表示赞同和异议的句型 ，right？ 表示赞同和异议。Yes, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, right? No, I don't think so. I'm afraid. 哒哒哒哒，等等等等。如果忘记的话呢，啊，翻回我们的教材再来温故而知新 ，right？ 那么接下来呢，就有 five situations: Shirley and May, Daniel and May。还有一个 Benjamin, right? 这五个人分别遇到了五种情况 right? Five situations. 那么到底如果你是他的话你会怎么说呢来一块来试一试赞同和异议的句型嘛。好今天的节目就到这个地方。明天同一时间同一频率江涛老师和您不见不散。